Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Stacey Marshall with the Flag Football America Network, and I'm excited to bring you another podcast from the world of flag football. And today's guest is really doing an amazing job and innovative work in flag football. And I'm going to introduce him in a second. But in terms of just customizing gear, you know, a lot of times the football gear that we wear playing flag football, it says a lot about who we are as a league and team. And so the gentleman I'm going to bring on is just doing some fantastic work, not only just like visually, but just technically what he's able to do, and his work is growing, and he's starting to really reach a lot of people, not only within the United States, but globally. So who do we have with us on the line?
Yes, my name is John Blue. I'm the owner and designer of Flag Swag Customs.
Great, great. Yeah, and if you haven't seen John's work, I definitely will do some plugs throughout the show, but definitely check it out. It's Flag Swag Customs, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Flag Swag Customs, all one word, and you primarily can find John's work on Instagram, but I'll also let him tell you how to contact him as well. You can contact him at flagswagcustoms@gmail.com. So, John, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you're helping flag football leagues and players throughout the country.
All right. Well, what I do is basically I'm going to take your generic red, yellow, blue flags that you play with, and we're gonna customize them up. We're going to make them look as good as your jerseys, your socks, and your cleats.
So how did you get started with this? Because I know, like, I'm sure a lot of players, like, hey, I want custom flags, and they have that thought, or, you know, they may get some tape or something like that, but to do what you're doing is at, like, a whole nother level, not only design-wise and production-wise. So how do you make the leap, and what's your background to be able to do the work that you do?
Well, I've had I've been lucky. I've been doing graphic design for 13 years of my life. Professionally, I had the privilege of doing things with some of the major licensed sports out there, from NBA to NFL and things like that. And my job kind of turned into a design and development things where a company will ask me, you know, how can we do this? How can we make this happen? And my leap from my professional into the flag football world was just the fact that I was that guy on the football field that always wanted to be different. It used to be my cleats. I used to have those loud, crazy cleats, and now everybody has loud, crazy cleats. And then I used to be a guy with the crazy socks, and then everybody's got crazy socks. So I was like, what's the one thing I can do for myself that nobody else could do that would allow me to also express myself and stand out that hasn't been done yet? And so I decided to do some flags for me, brought them back to one game, and it was crazy. Everybody on my team was pretty much mad at me that I didn't make them some. So, you know, I had to go back the next day, made some for the whole team. We wore them for a week, and it was amazing how well they were received on the field. I got asked by six other teams to get some flags, but my concern at that time was, obviously, I didn't know if it was, you know, true and tested and that it would uphold, you know, and I'm not going to put my name out there and take money from somebody if something's not going to uphold. So I had them tested with my team for two seasons, spring and a winter season, and after that I sold them locally, and it's just been crazy ever since.
Wow. How did you get your training in graphic design?
I went to school for 4 years in graphic design. I was doing everything from websites to making interactive DVDs and things like that, but I just really found, you know, like I said, I got lucky and I found a job that allowed me to do designs for sports, which is something that I've always loved. And just from that point on, for those 13 years, I've just been focusing on sports leagues designs.
Great. This is Stacey Marshall with the Flag Football America Network. You can reach us at flagfootballamerica.com or also on Instagram at Flag Football America and also on Facebook at Flag Football America. So, John, I got a lot of questions for you. First question is, like, how are you promoting your work right now? Like, how are you getting the word out about what you do?
That's, like, the crazy thing. It's really just been Instagram and luckily the word of mouth, and I think just people seeing them on the field in different leagues throughout. But the main thing has really just been Instagram and spreading the word through that. I'm actually getting ready to I'm going to be doing my website that I'll be unveiling in February. So that's a big thing for me right now is to get the website up and ready, and I have some cool things that will be coming up with that also.
Who have you partnered with to help you build your website?
It's actually just me. It's my graphic design background, so yeah.
Are you using any kind of like special like content management system, or are you pretty much just building it from scratch? Or
I'm using Wix is what I'm going to be starting with.
Great. Okay. Fantastic. No, it's funny when we first met and I had talked to John offline. I had seen you on Instagram and I was like, hey, where's your website? Where's your Facebook? And you're just like, hey, I'm just primarily using Instagram, which I think at first you're thinking, oh, where's all these other things? But I think it's really helped you just like focus in and show just the work that you're doing. And so many people are using their mobile phones, you almost don't need all those other things like you used to.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. And I mean, you know, with Instagram, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's for easy for people, you know, if somebody asks them, they're like, hey, man, check it out right here. It's on their phone. Everybody's got their phone on the field. Nobody's got their computer.
So again, you got to check out the Instagram. It used to be Hot Pursuit 60, but now it's just Flag Swag Custom. So if you look through that on Instagram, can you people who maybe not on Instagram or just listening on their phones, what type of work do you do? You do obviously do flags, but what other type of work? Because there's so much varied work on the Instagram page.
Yeah, it's funny how Instagram works because it's almost like a history of your life, you know, and however you decided to use it if you scroll all the way to the bottom. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll definitely see that I am much an enthusiast for shoes and sneakers, and same for cleats. And as you start to scroll up from that bottom, you'll start to see some custom socks. I started doing custom cleats and custom socks like years ago. And was in that for a little bit, you know, kind of got some big exposure with that, with some custom cork socks and laces that I was doing. So I was doing that whole customizing thing. And then as you scroll up, you'll start to see the beginnings of the flag football and the flags that I started doing. And it's just, I mean, for me, I like looking at it, the history of it, because it's just crazy how I can see where it's a lot of local teams that I was doing in my area here in Texas. And then as you scroll up and up and up, it's crazy the exposure that it's gotten and the teams that I've been able to, you know, actually outfit flags for.
Yeah, no, that's great. And so initially, I imagine, like, you've got sort of like your own, like, patented process, you know, which we won't get into because that's sort of like how you've been able to really, you know, keep your what you're doing growing. But what were some of the challenges in the beginning? And how has the process sort of evolved over the years?
Oh man, the challenge is it's been something. You know, I started here in Texas, and in the league I play in, we use the Flag Attack style or the Sonic Pop style, and those were what I had tested and done things over and over with, and made those, and I knew those worked, and those were the ones I was selling. And then I just kept constantly getting asked, "Hey, can you do the triple threat?" And I wasn't actually that aware that that many teams use triple threat, and only co-ed leagues really here in Texas use triple threat in my area. And so I had tested it out. I felt comfortable that it was good, and I started to kind of bring on some people that I knew to help me out and sent those flags off, and those actually went out to it was Hush, and that was like my first viewing at Nationals. You know, I was kind of doing some stuff with him, and we were, you know, working out some stuff. And sadly, I get a phone call saying that they didn't hold up. So I was panicked. I was running around, and I was like, instead of, you know, quitting on this, I decided and I promised myself that I was always going to find a way to make it through. So did a little bit more testing and really dug deep, and we figured some things out. I resent out those flags to him, replaced all his flags that ripped. And ever since then, it's just been golden. Things have been good. Things have been great.
That's great. That's great. And let me ask you this: Has Flag Attack approached you in any way, or if they, you know, as far as you customizing, are you doing maybe more work with them, or are you pretty much just doing this and then looking for like a bigger maybe partnership down the line, or do you just like working independently?
You know, I started off loving working independently, but it's when, you know, it's grown so much that I, you know, definitely would like to look for a partner. Like I said, my design and my focus and my love is really in the design part of it, in the development of new things and new ideas on bringing to customizing things for flag football. And I feel, you know, that I don't have that time to put in for the marketing and that time to put in for my website. You know, I mean, like, it's been, what, a year and a half, 2 years maybe that I'm deep doing this, and I'm just now launching a website. But it's been a time thing for me that I'd rather put the focus in and getting the product out to the people in a better, timely manner than having a website that looks all nice and everything.
All right. Again, this is the Flag Football America Network. We're on with John Blue, founder and owner of Flag Swag Customs. You can find Flag Swag Customs on Instagram, and you can also email John at flagswagcustoms@gmail.com. And you can also look for this podcast on SoundCloud. So what's your – one, you're obviously in the mecca of flag football. I mean, as I've done my research, I'm starting to find that there's sort of really big hubs of flag football. And obviously, Texas is huge, huge market for flag football. I have two questions. One, how often, like, are you still playing? And I'm sure what this is keeps you busy, but how are you still playing flag football? And then two, like, what's the typical sort of turnaround time for an order?
Okay, as far as me playing flag football, man, I can't give it up. I'm getting up there in age. I shouldn't be out there chasing these younger guys around, but definitely I'm still playing flag football, still playing. This is actually the first season that I've actually taken off in the 12 years that I've been playing. So I decided to send winter ball out. We play all year round here in Texas, but I took winter ball off. It's kind of just to give me season, just to keep you moving. But I let my teammates know that I got big things that I'm trying to get going and get the ball rolling. And I feel that this would be a good time for me to get that ball rolling and get all my, you know, pieces in line. And then I can get back out there and have some fun once a week. But as far as the turnaround time goes, it kind of depends. The triple threat flags obviously take a little bit longer. There's a little bit more involved with those in that process. And for the Sonic Pop or the Flag Attack style, those tend to come out in 7 days from the order. But that can all vary. But that's the typical turnaround. They'll be in the mailbox to you in 7 days. If it's going to be longer, I'll definitely let you know. But it just has to do with how backlogged I am. Like I stated before, I'm the owner, and I do the designs, and I do everything for, you know, currently at this time for this company that I'm starting. Like I said, it's still a baby, but definitely busy. As soon as I get off this phone, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be going back upstairs into what was my man cave, now my work operations, knocking out some more flags for some people.
That's great. And just to let the people know, I've ordered flags from them. And we were also working on another project line, and they are worth it, man. They're amazing. I was at a tournament recently, 2 weeks ago, and got so many compliments on the flags that you created. In fact, people could see them from two or three fields over. I'm like, hey, where'd you get those flags? I saw those from a distance. So I've worked with John. His stuff is absolutely amazing. And you can either, you know, buy the flags and send them to him, or he's got different rates for wherever you're at in terms of getting your own flag. So, again, John, your work is amazing. I mean, it's amazing. So I see this growing and growing. So you're doing great work.
Appreciate that.
All right. Well, we're about to wrap this up. We've got probably another one, 2 minutes. I wanted to give John an opportunity just to kind of plug away and just kind of have some closing thoughts. But I have one last question for you, John. Out of all the stuff that you've designed and done, what's the one project or one client or, you know, flags that you've done, what are you most proud of? Which project are you most proud of?
Man, it's really hard. There's so many. Like I said, very blessed to the fact that I've been reached out by so many teams that have done well, say in nationals and interstates. I've gotten, you know, the fact I've gotten to do all Met Corps. I've done the Lady Met. I've done Lady Playmakers, Fighting Cancer, who won their division again, and Strong Island out in New York. I did theirs, and theirs I actually created their logos. That's another thing that I didn't get to talk about that I kind of forgot to actually, is that all the art that I do is kind of a complimentary thing for the flags. And sometimes people ask and request if they could have the art that's on there. And I can do the art and give that to you and sell that to you as a disc. And if you want to buy the art, it's a great thing. I did that for a couple of teams, and I'll have those posted up on the website where you purchase the art. That means that I won't use any of the elements in that art on anybody else's flags. And okay. You'll get the logo that I created. Any background items that are in there will also be available. And they're in a vector format. Any fonts I use will be in there. All the numbers will be in there. So you can take those to a jersey maker. They'll make those jerseys for you, and everything will match perfectly. And something else to kind of keep in mind, like I said, I have a design background. So your logo slick that I'll have for you will have a black and white version. So if you're going to do it in a letterhead, you know, you want to be able to translate your logos and everything so that it reads on a black and white format. Same thing with the jersey. Say your team's red and yellow and black. I'll have a logo that it's the same logo, but it's for a color that fits on a black background, because if your type's black on the logo and you put it on a black background, it's going to get washed out. You won't see it. So I'll have like little alterations so it'll stand out on a black background, one that'll stand out on a yellow background, and one that'll stand out on a red background and won't get lost. So you get really hooked up with the logo slicks, and that's something else that when I do post on the website that I'm going to have, and you'll see an example of what you get when you make a purchase of the logos and putting the flags.
That's great. That's great. And what's the best way for people to reach you?
Right now it's through Instagram. That's FlagSwag Customs. And you can email me at flagswagcustom@gmail.com.
Again, John, thank you for your time. It's interesting your answer to that question. I've looked through your Instagram page like, you know, a dozen times, and the work is so good that I was asking you what's your best one, because they're all so good. I had a hard time kind of picking one, so I was just interested to see what you would say as far as the project. But I appreciate your time, and any closing thoughts, feel free to share, and then we'll wrap up this podcast.
Definitely. Like I said, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody on the flag football community and worldwide. This is, for me, this has been eye-opening. You know, I always took flag football as being a very American thing, maybe even a Texas thing. You know, I'm a Texas boy. We live in a big state. We think we are the United States sometimes. But I honestly thought, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. And then, you know, somebody turned me on to Nationals in Florida and the Nationals in Vegas. And I got reached out by a team out in France that I did flags for, which is crazy. You know, I'm doing stuff for teams in the Bahamas and in Germany and soon Mexico. And, I mean, flag football, it's a world thing. It's an amazing thing. I feel like it's really growing, and I feel like people are really receiving these well.
Great. And, you're doing amazing work. And hopefully, hey, maybe we can catch up again in the future. I know you and I, you know, Flag Football America is working with you on some projects, but we'd love to have you back again at some point.
Sounds good. Definitely. We appreciate that.
Yeah, once your website launched, we'll get on here and we'll talk about that, okay?
Sounds good.
Great, John. Thank you for your time. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it.